Blog Talk Radio.
My dear listeners, it is I, William Powell, the king of DC media, on the microphone, bringing you another glowing, incandescent episode of the Inside Acting radio show. Inside Acting is sponsored by the acting column DC Actors Examiner. Find that informative column on all things acting by Googling DC Actors Examiner. Tonight, my co-host Wendy Bangura and I will have as our guests Hollywood actor Clifton Powell, who has appeared in movies like Ray and Friday After Next and TV shows like Moesha and The Parkers. We will also welcome actress and publicist Crystal Lee Brown, who has appeared in TV shows like Eve and Just Jordan. And Tiffany E. Green has appeared in a big-time movie, actually, The Silver Linings Playbook, with Bradley Cooper and Chris Tucker. Hey, now, Clifton, Crystal, and Tiffany will be hosting a two-day actors boot camp in Philadelphia on August 3rd and the 4th. So let me bring in the lovely and talented Wendy Bangura, producer and actress. Hello, Wendy. How are you?
Hello, William. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Fantastic. So you've got a movie coming out. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. I have the movie The Entrapped coming out on August the 18th, 2013.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, the movie will be premiering on the Navy Museum in 701 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest,
right.
Washington, D.C.
Okay. Okay. And how can people get tickets?
Oh, make sure I can contact you, Mr. Powell. Of course, my manager.
Okay, all right, that works. Okay, you have another movie coming out in a couple days. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Coming from Africa, we'll be doing the premiere of Coming from Africa on Saturday, July 27th, 2013, at 7 p.m., at the Carol Arts Center at 91 Westminster, Maryland.
Okay, that sounds good. That's good, good. So talk a little bit about what those movies are about.
Well, Coming from Africa is, like educational movie, and it has love, and actually I was married to Kimeju. You know, Kimeju is an African immigrant who came to the United States. So it's a really educational movie, but I don't want to tell the old story because I want people to come out and watch and see it themselves.
Okay, okay. All right, let's move on and talk a little about what's going on in the entertainment world.
Oh, well, it's a lot going on in the entertainment world. As you know, one of the popular shows on TV, Glee, the cast got us today to remember Corey Moon's hit. Glee doesn't start production on season 5 until next month. But on Thursday, the closing cast and crew got together for a private memorial in honor of Corey Moon's hit, who was found dead on July 13th at the age of 31. I mean, it's so devastating. I mean, this is a big thing for Hollywood. So today, Ryan Murphy and Michelle Lair got us with the cast and crew, producers of Glee, along with the colleagues from the network and studios to share memories and music in an emotional celebration. So it's really sad. I mean, it's a big loss for Hollywood. And, I mean, I don't know. Just want to send our condolences to the family and he will surely be missed, you know.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, so we've got Clifton, Crystal, and Tiffany on the line, so let's bring them on in. Hello, everybody. Who we have on the line?
Hi,
good
this
evening.
Is Crystal.
Hi
this is
Crystal.
Crystal,
how are you? Okay. Good, good. Who else do we have on the line there?
I think Clifton is on hold.
Okay. Hello, is that Tiffany?
Yes, this is Nate. Clifton said he'll be calling in about 10 minutes. He had a quick emergency, so give him about 10 minutes and then he'll join in the call.
Okay. Say hello to my co-host, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, hi, ladies. How you doing tonight?
Good, and yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. It's good to have you on the show tonight.
Thanks for having us.
That's right. Thanks for coming on. Okay, so since we're waiting for Mr. Powell, let's just dive into some questions here. So now I have a question for both Crystal and Tiffany. Talk about your approach to acting. That is, what were some of your acting influences?
Okay, this is Crystal speaking.
Uh-huh.
I've been acting for about 15 years now. I started my studies at Temple University in Philadelphia, and then once I graduated from college, I moved to New York, where I was a part of a few repertory theater companies, doing off-Broadway shows. And, you know, I grew up watching movies. I grew up watching Sunday Matinee with my mother, old school movies, black and white movies, and the thrill of just being, which is a stance that the actor takes, was really exhilarating for me. And I gravitated to that, and that's what I decided that I wanted to do.
Okay, fair enough. All right, how about you, Tiffany?
Yeah, I've been acting, I guess I would say, I'm going to actually say for about, I started in 99, but then I stopped, and I started designing clothes. So I was doing fashion for about 6 or 7 years. And I just got back into the acting business about 3 years ago because I couldn't let it go. Even though I was doing another career that was definitely booming, but it was something about performing in front of people and being able to touch people's inner souls, and it just excites me. It's like a natural high for me. I didn't have formal training. I actually went to a couple of well-known theaters in Philadelphia where I trained. And currently, I train with a guy named Tony Savant from Playhouse West, which is one of the top schools in L.A. He actually opened up a branch here in Philadelphia, so I've been learning the Meisner technique, which has definitely been wonderful. But for me, just watching TV and growing up watching theater and, you know, just having a love for entertaining, I don't know. Like, it's just always something that I wanted to do. You know, watching my favorite shows and then watching films and, you know, when you can watch a show and it touches you, it's just something that's magical about that. And I always loved it. I just knew it was for me.
Yeah, that's, I tell you, when that acting bug hits you, I mean, that's, you're hooked.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's just magical. It's a great story. I mean, you can become whoever you want to be, and then after that, you can go back to your normal life. So you can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer, you can be whoever you want to be for a short period of time and actually live truthfully in those moments and then go back to your ordinary life. It's a great profession.
Yeah, right. So, Wendy, you had a question?
Yeah, sure. So, Crystal, what movie roles are you most famous for?
I'm sorry?
What movie roles are you most famous for?
Oh, famous. That's a big word.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm famous for a movie role. I have started my career in television and film. I've done a lot of independent films, so nothing that has been in theaters, but a few films that's on, you know, like DVD. My last film called Love Free, and that's starring Leon, where I play the actress Leon's wife, who played in Five Heartbeats. You know, everyone knows Leon. He goes by one name.
Right, yeah.
I played his wife in a comedy that was directed actually by Troy Daly, who played Baby Doll in Five Heartbeats, who's Eddie Kane's wife in the movie. She is a producer and director. And auditioned for her and landed the role to play Leon's wife in a comedy that she has, we shot it last year, so she's looking to release it this year. So that was a good experience. Television-wise, my first acting job was on Eid's television show when the rapper Eid had her show. So once I started booking more in mainstream, that's just where my career wound up leading up to. But as far as movies, all the movies that I have under my belt now are more independent films.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Good.
Okay, Tiffany, how long have you been acting?
It's been a few years now. I would say it's going on about 4 years. It's going on close to 3 years.
Okay. All right. So, Wendy, you had another question?
Crystal, yes, sir. So, Crystal, what will actors learn at the seminar?
Oh, yes, great. Thank you for bringing that up. We're hosting a 2-day actors boot camp in Philadelphia, hosted by Clifton Powell. The seminar is broken up in 2 days. So on Saturday, we're going through scene study and character development, which is the fundamental of approaching a script for an actor, you know, who the character is, who are you, being in a scene with someone else, interacting, feeding off the other person that's in the scene for you. So we're starting first day with scene study and character development, because if the character isn't well developed, you can't live truthfully in your choices because the character isn't developed. And then we'll be doing scene study within that day. Once we develop the characters, then partner up actors with scenes from movies and episodics in terms of just playing off each other and getting a feel of being in the moment with another actor. Day two, which will be on Sunday, we are going over cold reading and auditioning techniques, and we're setting it up just like a real audition. So actors will sign in just like they came from audition. We'll give them code sides, which are the sides they've never seen before, and we'll put them on tape. The second day class is an on-camera class. So we're basically filming you just like a real audition with sides that you've never seen before. Of course, we'll give them, you know, 10 minutes in the lobby to review the material, but for the most part, it's just going to be a cold read. And then we're going to put them on tape and go through auditioning techniques with them, how to slit your name, how to walk into a room, you know, how to use your sides in an audition, which a lot of actors, unfortunately, fall afraid to because they feel their sides are in the way and don't really know how to use the sides as a part of the scene. So we'll be going over all the technical aspects of auditioning and cold reading in day two. And most of all, for actors, you know, I live in Los Angeles, so I'm in the thick of the whole, you know, television and film world. And when I first moved out here, I was very green to the business. You know, I moved out here like, oh, yeah, I can act. But the business side of it was, you know, was eye-opening for me. And not only was my realization of me saying, yeah, I can act, that was tested because, you know, I wasn't really dug into the craft as much as I thought I was. And this was going on almost 10 years ago. So, you know, it's more than just saying you can act. Or it's more than just having a friend or a family member telling you, oh, yeah, you're good, you should move to L.A. You know, it's a very thin line fundamentally in terms of developing yourself in this craft. So basically, you know, you're learning from one of the best in the game who has over 200 credits under his belt, Mr. Powell, in terms of structuring this type of learning to make it more adaptable into your craft.
That is pretty much interesting. So, can you tell the listeners more about the seminar, like where and the dates and time, you know?
Absolutely. It will be in Philadelphia. Actually, we partner up with Mr. Powell behind Finland Productions, and we do two different things. So what we're doing next weekend in Philadelphia is a two-day boot camp, which piggybacks off of our marketing seminar that we did in Philadelphia back in March. So basically, it will be in Philadelphia. It will be held at the Philadelphia Acting Studio. The address there is 2329 South 3rd Street. That's in Philadelphia, and the zip code is 19148. It's an all-day class from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. of course, we'll break you for lunch and things of that nature. And the cost for the boot camp, for a two-day boot camp, is $250. And for a one-day, it's $125. So you're not obligated to do both days. But if you just want to do, hey, I need more, you know, learning skills on cold reading or auditioning, then you can register for the Sunday class. If you want to learn more about developing your character and being very, really present in your scenes, then you will come into the Friday class. And the classes are small. So, you know, we're capping at a certain number so every actor gets a chance to work. You know, we're not having 100 actors in there just being there, because it's really about the work. So you get on your feet, we put you on a camera, Mr. Powell will be working with you individually to develop, you know, giving you redirections and things of that nature. So everyone in the class works.
That sounds really good. Yeah, good.
Yeah, and those cold reading skills, that's tough. I mean, it's really, cold reading is it's pretty challenging. Pretty challenging.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now, Tiffany, tell me a little bit about how you got the Silver Linings Playbook.
You know what? I'm actually one of the casting directors here in Philadelphia, which is Fury Casting. It's like our top casting agency here that we have. They cast for all the major films and any TV shows that come here in this area.
Right.
You know, I always go to their open calls, so just so I can stay on the radar. They have an open call every month. And when they were doing Silver Linings Playbook, she called me up and she asked me, you know, are you interested in being Chris Tucker's girlfriend in the movie? I'm like, yeah, really? Are you serious? And she's like, well, you know, I need you to send me over some pictures and, you know, some more information about you. So I sent it over to her, and then about like 10 minutes later, she called me. She was like, okay, they chose you. And I was like, oh, wow. So then when I came, you know, it was quick. They called me in. I came down for like a wardrobe check, and then I came in. I met the director and everybody. It was just a great experience. It was just awesome just working around Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro and Anupam Kher and Jackie Weaver and Jennifer Lawrence. Everybody, it was just good. And Chris Tucker, of course, he was very welcoming. He was very friendly. I got to hang out with them. Yeah, I got to hang out with them 3 days straight. We went to dinner, you know, after every day that we worked. It was a really good experience. I had a nice time with them. It was probably one of the best experiences that I had working with elite actors.
Okay. I bet you learned a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's amazing watching, like, Robert De Niro and them go, you know, just go straight into character. It's just something that you be like, wow. And they make it look so easy that you feel like, oh, everybody can do that, but that's not really the case. But that's what they make you feel when you're watching them perform.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch pros perform.
Also,
so, Wendy, you had another question?
Yes, sir. Oh, Crystal, I have a question for you. How do you approach auditions?
How do I approach auditions?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So, normally, you now in LA and other big markets, you can get an audition 3 days before the audition day. You can get an audition the day before. I've been in many situations where I got an audition at 7 o'clock at night and I had an audition for the next day at 11 a.m. So you really can get an audition less than 24 hours or within 24 hours. Basically I try to get my hands on the material as soon as possible, which is normally, you know, in your email or is normally posted. Stop what I'm doing, get the material as soon as possible, and then just start going through it, you know, trying to find what I like to do is if I know it's a film or episodic, which is television, I'll go and read the other characters' sides as well, because it just gives me, you know, I just know where the story is going. So that's just a tip for actors. If you ever get, you know, a movie, you know, any audition, and there's other sides posted for different characters in this project, read their sides. You know, because 9 times out of 10, your character is in their sides, or, you know, you'll just be able to tie the story together a little bit, just if you have an idea. And I always look at the page number. You know, if it's a movie and my sides are on page 85, then I know that my character is already developed through the movie. If it's page 1, then I really don't know, you know, I don't really have anywhere to go because it's the opening of the movie. So the page number is very important, and reading the other character's sides, if you can get, your hand on it is absolutely imperative. Or, hey, if you can get the whole script, that's great too. Sometimes you can reach out to your agent and say, hey, is there a script available? We're reading the whole script. But normally just breaking it down, you know, choosing my transitions, reading through it, it's not about being off book for me. And it shouldn't be for actors. You know, I think we as actors put too much pressure on ourselves when we try to be off book. Yes, I've walked into plenty of auditions off book, but I still have the sides in my hand because you don't want to walk into an audition arrogant, like, yeah, I know the material, let's go. Because 9 times out of 10, you may get stuck somewhere in the middle, and then you'll just be sitting there with no sides because you walked in as if, you know, you were totally prepared, which case in point shows that you weren't. So just really being familiar with the material, making my choices, making them boldly, not quickly, but just making bold choices, you know, and understanding that the answers are written, and what's not written is still on the page, you know. So creating a mini backstory, not to go too deep into it, but basically those are the primary things, getting the material as soon as possible, reading other characters' sides, and finding out where in the story I am. And then just go through the process of learning the lines. And actually, another thing I do, I tape record everything. So I'll tape record my scene partner's lines, so then I can remember the lines better.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's very good.
So it's just a tool of listening, because acting is listening and reacting. And if you're not listening, then you'll lose your space trying to look down on the paper, trying to figure out where you come in at. And it's not about when does my line come in. It's being really invested in the scene with your scene partner. It's all about your scene partner anyway, right?
So exactly.
That's how I approach
it.
Right.
Crystal, I think you just repeated just about everything I've ever heard in any acting class, from, I mean, everything about acting is listening to just your whole approach. I mean, you know, basically be able to not worry about getting it perfect. Don't worry about getting it perfect. Don't worry about necessarily memorizing and all that kind of thing. Just being in the moment, and I mean all those things. I mean that I think that really sums up a lot about acting.
I was gonna say, like as Crystal said earlier today, when she first started, she was green to everything that goes on, because all the information that she just spoke of is stuff that, you know, most people don't tell you. It's not
right.
Like when you come out of school, you know all of this stuff. You don't know, so you kind of like you learn as you go, and then. You know, once you learn it, then you'll become more familiar, and it makes you more fearless in this industry, because you have to be fearless when you become a professional actor. And then not only that, like the reason why we do what we do now is because, you know, she's been doing it longer than me, but at the same time, we've both been learning different information. So we bring all the things that we learn, our trials, our tribulations, our ups and downs, we share that with other actors who've been in the business for a while or may just be starting, so they can see, you know, what it's all about. And so that way they'll know whether or not this is a business that they want to get into. And not only that, if they are doing this, you know, or pursuing this career, they have their armor on, so they're more prepared. So they know, okay, this is what I do in the audition. And the crazy part about it is that when you walk into an audition room and you know these things, you can see how other people in the room have no clue to it. And it kind of sets you aside from everyone. You be wondering, like, wow, this person is such a great actor, but we never see them. Like, who are? Nobody knows them. It's because maybe they're not marking themselves right, or maybe they're doing something else wrong, but you don't know because nobody's there to tell you. So we created these seminars and to teach people about the business, teach them about different things that they should know. And now with the boot camp on top of the seminars, it'll definitely help the actors, like, okay, this is what you should do. We have someone who's been in this business for over 35 years who's a working actor. And not only is he a working actor, but most actors that are in the business don't come teach people. They don't come talk to you. It's kind of like once they make it, they're here and, you know, you have to get to where they are. And here it is, we have Mr. Powell coming in, who can actually come in and teach these actors about, you know, the business, about, like, acting, about creating characters, about being professional. There's, you know, so much that he has to offer, and you rarely get that. And so we're taking this boot camp, and we're taking this seminar, and we're taking it all over just to help up-and-coming actors. This is his give back to everybody, and I think it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and one thing you touched on was being fearless. I mean, being bold. I mean, I wish I had a nickel for every time I was told to make strong choices. I mean, make a bold choice. I mean, that's that's very critical in this business, absolutely.
That sounds good.
So now, Tiffany, tell me, how did you get After Earth?
After Earth, I was actually getting through Diane Harry, the captain here in Philadelphia. She calls a lot when we have a lot of major projects coming here. Another film that I actually done was The North Star, and that's actually where I met Mr. Paul, which was last year. And again, like, this business is all about networking and building great relationships, because I would have never thought working on this particular film with him that we would have built a great relationship, that we're able to continue our relationship in, you know, seminars, camps and stuff like that. And that all comes from one project that we worked on last year. And the North Star was really a good film. David, of course, with Kyle and with Bill, and I played Slade, which was a really, really different character for me, because I actually had to do a lot of preparing, a lot of studying, a lot of history, breaking down his character, where she's from, what her parents made, did she raise, did she have children. It was a whole lot that went into this particular character. And Mr. Paul coached me while I worked on this film. It's going to festivals. I mean, they showed it in D.C., they showed it here in Philadelphia, and they're traveling with this project. But it was a really great film, and once you see my work, you can see how much I've grown as an actor. And when I watched it myself, I'm like, wow, that's me. Like, you know, I couldn't even believe that was me when I saw it myself. Like, he actually coached me on it. So I'm telling all actors that are listening, they need to be actors. They definitely need to be there. If you know that you have talent, or you think that, you know, you're the greatest, you need to come to this boot camp. So that way you can really see how fearless you can become and how good it is to work around a great actor.
And speaking of Mr. Powell, he has joined us, so let me bring him in. Clifton Powell, how you doing, brother? This is William Powell of Inside Acting.
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
Good, good, good. Okay, say hello to my co-host, Wendy.
How you doing, Wendy?
Hello, Clifton. How you doing, sir?
Okay, and of course, as you've been listening, we have Crystal and Tiffany on the line as well.
Hey there, how y'all doing? Hey, how you doing?
So now, Clifton, we've already kind of covered a lot of ground about the boot camp, but talk a little bit about your role in the boot camp. I mean, if I go up to your boot camp or one of your seminars, what can I expect from you? What can I learn from you?
You're gonna learn everything I did wrong. So you won't make the same mistakes. That's the biggest thing you're gonna learn, and you're gonna get your work critiqued by, like you said, by somebody who's been in the game for a long time and who's a veteran actor and who is going to, you know, really assess who you are talent-wise, you know. I think a lot of people, you know, that's for start, you know.
Right.
And the seminar is very informative. You know, I talk about just about everything in the business, you know, from, you know, handling your money to when to get incorporated to how to get an agent, how to get a manager, how to audition, you know, how to handle your personal life juxtaposed to your business life. You know, just about everything that you can think of in the business, I talk about in the seminar using, you know, parts of my life as an example. You know,
uh-huh.
I've made a lot of mistakes. And one of the reasons I'm doing the seminars, which is different from the boot camp, is really to give back. And because, they're, you know, when you go into the NFL and when you go into the NBA, they have workshops that all the ball players have to take to talk to them about how to handle their money, all the hang-arounds that are going to come around. And they don't do that for actors and directors and producers, especially
right.
actors. We you know, you come in, you may come out of the inner city. And, you know I came out of the inner city, and I didn't know half of what I was doing, you know, in terms
right.
of just handling my life. And I looking back, some of the mistakes I've made, I probably would have been better, you know, made better choices had I had a mentor, you know,
uh-huh.
somebody know, to break down some of the things that I was going through. So that's what I deal with when I deal with the seminar, you know, and when I do the boot camp, you know, people bring in scenes and monologues and I critique them and give them pointers and, you know, and I think that's what you need. You need, you know, an assessment of your work by somebody who has a trained eye, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Wendy, you had a question there?
Yes, Christine, so what seminars and boot camps do you have lined up in the future?
Well, we're doing one in Philadelphia next week after next.
Okay.
I think August 3rd and 4th, we're doing a boot camp. We did a seminar earlier, and Christine and Crystal handle the, you know, the multimedia and the electronic media stuff that's really big now. That, you know, that's not my expertise because it's so big now. You know, there's so much stuff you can get off the internet, and they break down all the social media stuff. So, you know, it's very informative. But the boot camp we're doing August 3rd and August 4th in Philadelphia. I think Crystal and Tiffany can tell you where and what time. Mm-hmm. But if you're an actor and you respect my work, you know. And you're trying to build a career and trying to figure out where you should go next, then you should be at that boot camp.
Oh, okay. So,
absolutely.
As an upcoming actress, you know, because I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa, you know, I would love to come through to be part
the
of
boot
the
camp.
Yeah,
understand
yes,
something. Let's be clear about the boot camp, which is different from the seminar. The boot camp.
Okay.
Actors who are working actors or actors who want to have their work critiqued, bring in a monologue or a scene that they've already done or they're prepared to bring in, and I'm going to, you know, give them, you know, direction and give them pointers and, you know, talk briefly about how, you know, continue your study, you know.
Okay.
And it's actors who have a, you know, not be, you know, if you're a beginning actor and you want to come in and, you know, get the information and get the critique, by all means you should. You know, if you are an intermediate advanced actor, then you should come in. You know, it's just like, Sam Jackson coming in and teach a workshop. If you hear his name, you should run out and go to that workshop, you know.
that's right.
No.
Absolutely.
So if you hear that Cliff Powell is coming to town to do a workshop and you're not there, then to me you're not serious about your work.
You got that right. That's right.
Let me just be clear. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm just saying I remember 25 years ago, maybe 25, longer than that, maybe 30 now, I was a young actor in New York, and I heard Reuben Cannon and Bill Duke were coming to town. And I think the workshop was like $45. That was a lot of money back in the late
70s. Back then.
And I ran out and borrowed it from my aunt or somebody to get to that workshop because anybody that knew, you know, theater or film or television that heard Reuben Cannon's name or Bill Duke's name, you knew that you were going to get your money's worth because you would be sitting with some guys who were extraordinary in their field. You know, so I don't certainly put myself in that kind of category, but I would say that I've been in the game long enough to, you know, help share some of the wisdom and share some of the expertise that I've gained over the years. And if young actors are serious, then that's the kind of investment that you should make in your career because it's very difficult business.
That's right. Yeah, to be the best, you got to learn from the best. So now, Clifton, you had a play about Marvin Gaye recently. How did that come about?
You know, all everything comes, you know, God's work. You know, I was called in to do a play called My Brother Marvin, and they asked me to play the father. And you know, a couple of days, this was like maybe 8 years ago, and asked me to play the father. And then somehow they got bogged down with the direction. And then they asked me to direct it, and I said, oh, okay, I never really directed anything, but I'll try it, you know. And I used to watch my teachers who were masters. So, you know, I directed the first time. We took the play out just recently, but we took it out 7 years ago, and it was really a wonderful piece. And unfortunately, we only went to four. We only had a chance to go to four cities. And so 7 years later, we were, you know, the same producers came back and asked me to come back and play the father and direct it. And I came back and of course, played the father and directed this version. And I think we stayed out about 7 or 8 weeks this time. Unfortunately, this last run, we didn't have the rights to Marvin's music. So it was really interesting to kind of put together because we did more of Marvin's life. And a lot of people really loved the show, and a lot of people didn't like it because we didn't have the music. So, you know, we can't fight it. You know, when we did the show with the music, people were complaining that they didn't know much more about Marvin than they did before they came to the play. And then when we had the show without the music, they complained that they knew a lot more about Marvin, but they didn't have the music. So, you know, Marvin Gaye is such an icon that it's just very, very difficult on both sides to not have his music. It's just very, very difficult. But we were able to pull it off. I mean, we were out for 7 or 8 weeks. That's a really nice run. And it was really a wonderful production, you know. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but it was a wonderful production. It was a great experience.
It sounds like it. Wendy, you had a question there?
Yes, sir. So, how did you get hired on the show Rock?
I auditioned just like everybody else. I went in and auditioned. You know, your agent called you in. But, you know, that episode of Rock was supposed to be one episode of a guy playing a cracked-out crack dealer. He was supposed to be a cracked-out crack dealer. And You know, when I first came to Hollywood, if they asked for a guy who was an army guy, I went full army uniform. You know, I went in and did a performance in the room. So when they called me and told me I was going in for Rock, they were saying the guy was a crackhead. So I went to the audition. I went to the audition looking like a crackhead, you know. And You know, when I auditioned, at least early on, I think I'm tired now, so I probably don't do as much. But I used to do performances in the room. I didn't just do an audition. You know, I'd study the lines and memorize them and do a whole performance in the room. You know, that's why early on I was just booking things left and right. I mean, when I first got an agent, I just started booking because I would go in character.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
That's really good.
Now, Clifton, what makes you choose one role over another?
You know, I don't know if that's what I do. You know, I'm a working actor. I've always wanted I want to be a football player. When I first started, I never thought about being an actor. You know, and I guess God's work found me, you know, in the arts. And, you know, I found a passion in it. And, you know, when I got to Hollywood, that's why I'm doing these workshops and these boot camps, because I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying to make a living and make a living as an actor. And, you get to a point where you've done enough work and you become like a name. And then, you know, you don't always get choices. A lot of stuff that people have seen, you know, like, say, Women Are Loose, Ruben Cannon, you know, called me in on a Thursday to start shooting on a Friday because the lead actor they had a problem with, you know, so it wasn't like I chose the role. I didn't choose that role, but Ruben Cannon is a friend, and, you know, he put me in 3 movies, so how could I tell him no, you know, and Ruben is my, you know, so, you know, I didn't necessarily choose that role. Dead President, you know, I auditioned for that, and I auditioned for one role, and I asked them if I could read for Cuddy, and I had memorized Cuddy, and I did a performance in the room, and they said, well, before I asked them about Cuddy, I said, can I read for Cuddy? And they said, yeah, but we got a name guy who's going to do that role. I said, well, just give me a chance to audition, you know. And I prepared really well. You know, I did a scene, the same scene you saw in Dead President, I did in a room because I figured if they gave me a chance to do that role, you know, or at least audition, then I would try to nail it, and that's what I tried to do, you know. And then, you know, in my latter part of my career, you know, sometimes people see me in a lot of little things or big things or mid-sized things, the producers or the writers might be my friend, and I have a hard time saying no to young guys who are trying to get a break, you know? I mean, I think part of my job is to reach back and try to bring some of those guys along, you know? I never really want to be an actor who is just in entranced in Hollywood to a point where I forget that I came from the hood, you know, and not, you know, get back.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So would you rather be a TV star or a film star?
Would I want to be a what?
A TV star or a film star?
I don't make a distinction. I've been a working actor. You know, I think that's what my goal has been. I'm a character actor. I've been a working actor for the last 40 years. I think I joined the Screen Actors Guild in 1979. How long ago was that? I don't even know.
Long time. I was born in
79. Yeah, 33 years ago. 34 years ago. 34 years.
Yeah.
34 like years
something.
Ago. I joined SAG in 1979. So, I don't even know how many years ago that was. But, you know, I've been a working actor since high school. So, you know, I feel blessed, and I feel, you know, and sometimes people think that I play only bad guys. I think people have seen some of the latter work that I've done. I've done almost every different character you can think of. You know, but, you know, sometimes when you play tough guys, it stand out a little more, you know, I guess. But I've just been blessed to have a long working career.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's now, good. Clifton, talk about the audition process for the movie Ray.
It's just like any other process. You go in, you know, but Ray, the thing that was different about Ray is that I saw Jamie at a function somewhere, and he said, "Cliff Powell, I'm doing this movie called Ray, and you got to be in there somewhere." And, so, of course, I've been knowing Jamie for years, and I went in prepared like I always do. And, you know, my perception and the director's perception or the producer's perception was different. So I called Jamie, and I told him, I said, you know, what they said, I did in the room. I don't feel was right. I feel like I had a good audition. And Jamie Foxx said, "Cliff Powell, you did." And he said, "You're gonna be in this movie, you know." And Jamie really fought for me to be in the movie, you know. And I'm forever indebted to him, you know, for you know standing up, you know, and giving me an opportunity, you know. So
it was a great performance. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah.
I was telling them like how good you are with coaching, and how when we worked on the North Star, that you pretty much coached majority of all the actors that were actually in the film.
Yeah, my teachers were great teachers, and they were tough. They were very tough, and I watched them as I was a young teenager. And God rest their souls. A lot of my teachers have passed on. Glenda Dickinson, Mike Malone, Kenneth Doherty, Skipper Driscoll, some of Charles Brown, who are well-known actors and directors. Glenda Dickinson used to be the head of the film and drama department and was a master teacher. And I decided that I wanted to be tough but gentle at the same time when I coach and when I teach, because I think that young people, if you break their spirit when they're trying to learn, it damages their psyche. You know,
right.
So I try to be gentle but firm and make you responsible for what you're trying to do and make you go back and do the work, you know. So I know that's Tiffany talking. Tiffany really is a great game because she in everything that I said, and when you see her performance, it's just riveting. Part of coaching is having students that really listen and believe in what you're saying, and they also have the ability to go inside of themselves and make adjustments, you know. So Tiffany is certainly a student of the game, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No,
so, you had a question?
Okay.
I wanted to, this is Crystal. I just wanted to touch on what Wendy just said when you asked Mr. Powell, did he want to be a movie star or a television star? And, you know, for him, it wasn't what he was out for. As actors, you have to understand that it has to be about the work first and foremost. You know, now, you know, in terms of the media and how we glorify movie stars and, you know, how we put celebrities on these pedestals. Actors is just starting out. They want that. So it's like, oh, I want to be Will Smith. I want that life. I want that money. I want that fame. But that's where you lose yourself. It's not about that, because trust me, when Will Smith started out as a rapper and, you know, fell into acting and on Fresh Prince, I'm sure his mindset wasn't, I want to be a movie star. It was about the work. And you can point that out to any actor. Take Meryl Streep. She didn't want to be a movie star, I'm sure. It was about the work. But the amount that you dedicate to the work and the authenticity that you show in your work, in your craft, that's what's going to make people take notice, which then is going to catapult you into stardom. So, you know, if your mindset coming into this business is, I want to be a movie star or a TV star, because if you watch and follow the industry, there are tons of movie stars that's now on TV, doing TV shows, you know, on order and things of that nature.
The medium is changing,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
There's
so,
a lot
you know,
of movie stars, yeah.
It's very imperative to not lose focus on what it is that just brought you to this business and to choose this career path. Because if your mindset is, I want to be a movie star, I'm so sorry. You know, because there's a lot of great actors who are dedicated to the craft that are working actors that are still making six figures and you don't even know their name, because it's not about the fame, you know? So that's just to be clear with actors that's listening. Like, that can't be your motivation. Your motivation has to be the work and the fact that you love
her.
So, you know, it has to be clear. And you saw it in Mr. Powell's response. Like, that wasn't even an option. That wasn't even a thought. I'm a working actor. And if you're an actor, you know that work begets work. And there's times where there's slumps where you're not working, you know. So to try to, you know, be tunnel vision about going at the stardom, you're really going to lose the whole idea of what this business is about. And then 9 times out of 10, if that's your main focus, you probably won't get there, you know, that fame, that celebrity, if that's what your mindset
and
is
going
at.
And Denzel Washington will tell you, I'm a working actor. I'm a working actor. I mean, I've heard him say that in interviews in the past. You know, it's all about the work first. And not only that, movies aren't really movies anymore. I mean, a lot of your character-driven stories now are on basic cable. I mean, the great movies, they don't seem to be making as many of them anymore. You have all these spectacle kind of things that people get wrapped up in, these big science fiction type films and all this kind of stuff. And I think the industry has really changed.
Well, that's the business of the business. You know, that's the money making machine
of the business.
But you still have those great movies that come out that win Oscars, and actors win Oscars. Those are the movies that sell this crap that, you know, a lot of times get overshadowed by what we create in reality TV and things that people are just putting on TV. But the work is still there. You know, so if you're focused, you know how to seek out the work, you know.
And people that have good training and that knows the work, those are the ones that, you know, that will continue to work. Like Mr. Paul said, he's a great actor. He fits in the work. He's coming and he comes on his third and fourth to share that with other actors. So, again, if you guys are listening, actors, you definitely want to share at the camp next week. Any additional information, you can reach us at 877-935-3666 or email us. Chris,
do you want to give them the email address? I'm sorry. Yes. For more information about the 2-day boot camp in Philly, which is next Saturday and Sunday, August 3rd and 4th, you can call 877-935-3666. Again, that number is 877-935-3666, or you can email us at making it your business. So that's making it your business, MS, Mary Sam, makingityourbusinessms@gmail.com. And seats are going fast. We have less than 10 seats left, so we want to make sure that, you know, if you're serious about getting it in and doing your work in class with Mr. Clifton Powell, to get in contact with us so we can get you registered. So, again, the number is 877-935-3666, and that would be Tiffany that you'll be talking to, and the email address is makingityourbusinessms@gmail.com.
And the price is $125 for one class and $250 for both classes. We'll pay 25 at 10 a.m., hopefully be in by 6 p.m. And that's about it. Mr. Powell, you want to wrap this up?
Well, hold on. Let me put out there, we have about a good 7 minutes left, so we have a little bit of time. Before we wrap everything up, I just had a couple more questions. Now, Clifton, talk a little bit about the key. What has been the key for you as far as being in the moment, staying in the moment when you're on camera?
Well, part of that is just comes with your training, you know. When you're trained in the stage, you know, film is kind of easy because it's not as linear as stage is. It means that you get a chance to stop and start and stop and start. So you're never really on camera more than, you know, 20 minutes at a time in one scene, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you study that scene, you know, Tuesday, you shoot on Friday, you start studying that maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, and you're ready to go for Friday, and you're focused. But stage is a little different where you just, you know, it's more linear, and you got to really be on top of your game, you know? And I'm not saying film is easy, but in terms of your focus, it's just a different kind of focus, you know?
Right.
And when you're training theater, you're taught focus exercises and how to, you know, approach your work and how to stay moment to moment in your work, if that makes any sense. But let me just be clear. When you're training theater, you can handle anything. You can handle, you know, movies, televisions, commercials, you know, because of your training. Your training,
right?
Because it's so linear, and you hit the stage, and you may be on stage for an hour doing, you know, several scenes that never get a break, you know? And you go off, and you come right back on again, and movies are not like that. You know, you may shoot, and then you take a break, and then you may not shoot again for another 4 hours. And then you take a break, and you might be gone for the day, and you might take a, I did a movie, we took an 18-hour break, and had to come back and shoot some stuff. So it's just a whole different kind of preparation. You know, and because I'm trained in theater, my preparation is more training, theater training, where I'm just prepared for no matter what happens.
Right. Yeah, stage is, in my opinion, I think stage, like you said, I agree 100% with what you said. I mean, if you're trained in stage, you can handle anything in the acting world.
It's no question.
Absolutely. No question. Okay, so we've got about 5 minutes left. Wendy, did you have another question?
Let me interject real quickly.
Uh-huh.
You know, for any young actors out there who are, you know, trying to figure out how to take a boot camp, you know, go borrow money. We used to borrow money, man. We hustle up soda bottles, whatever we can think of. Malcolm X said, by any means necessary.
That's right.
And one of the reasons, you know, I'm doing this, and we try to make it affordable, is so young people can, you know, get the training. And it's rare. Like I said, when I heard Bill Duke and Reuben Cannon were coming to town, I found a way. I think we all borrowed from our family, and we pooled our money together and tried to do whatever we could to get there because, you know, we were just that focused and that passionate about what we wanted to do. So as young actors, if you want to know how I've kept working all these years, you know, I just had a passion, and I refused to take no for an answer. You know, I just kept, you know, it's a very tough business, full of a lot of rejection. You fall down, you get back up, you fall down, you keep on going. You know, my aunt used to say, a steady drop breaks the rock, and you just keep going. You know, I used to wait tables and be a, I've done almost any odd job you can think of. I used to take old clothes from my friends and iron them and wash them and iron them up and sell them at the swap meet. I used to work at Covenant. I used to work as a back waiter. I used to work as a catering waiter. You know, I kept the train home. And one, I was ever going to get a break and ever get a chance to really make it in this business. In my early years in New York, I was homeless 3 times, you know.
Wow.
I slept on people's floors. I worked as a maitre d'. I got fired, and I was living with one of my friends on his, you know, in his back room at his mom and dad's house. And I've been there, you know, and I just never stopped. I've always had, you know, people around me that encourage me to keep on pushing, keep on going. One day you're going to get a shot, you know, and, you know, you got to have that kind of desire and that kind of commitment to the work, you know, especially on entry level. You got to be nice. You got to continue, like Tiffany and Crystal said, making good contacts. This whole thing comes out of, like Tiffany said, doing the North Star. You know, the guys who brought me in to do the North Star, I've been knowing those guys for 10 years. I met them when I was doing a movie, Bones, up in Vancouver, and we kept our relationship going. You know,
right.
So it's easy. You know, back in the day, I would have, and I mean, when I say back in the day, I'm talking about everybody that you see on TV and movies, Sam, Denzel, Angela Bassett. All of us, you know, was working poor, you know, young actors who didn't have any money. And
right.
I remember you take a, you had a, if you had $5, that lasts you all week. You know, you catch a train down to West 46th Street, you check the board, see if there was any work, and then you walk the east side during the day and the west side during the afternoon and the late evening, dropping your pictures off, you get yourself a slice of pizza and a soda, and that was your day, every day. I do mailing once a month and never got a response for 7 months. But you never stop. You just don't stop. So for all the people who I see sometimes go, Cliff Powell, you and everything, you always working. I had 25 years where I couldn't make a nickel. So you know, I didn't sit around, but I put my time in, and that's what you have to do, and that's why I'm doing these seminars and these boot camps. So young people can understand this is a long race, and you gotta and those who are most committed are gonna win. You know, it's not about stardom. If you look at Hollywood, the same people you knew in 2010 and 11 who were famous ain't around right now. Some of them are busted, and God, you know, God bless them all. You know, I'm certainly not wishing that on anyone, but it's a very dark, very fleeting. You only get 15 minutes. And so you got to become, you know, a working actor. You got to want to, you know, you got to reach for the top, you know. But, you know, I don't know if people have ever heard the Oscar is the kiss of death. There's so many different pitfalls in this business when it comes to being successful. I saw an interview by Kevin Bacon, and Kevin Bacon said the place to be in Hollywood is in the middle.
Yep.
You know, in the
yep.
You're not too big and you're not too small. You're right in the middle. And so, you know, when you hear my story, and I you know, when I do my seminars, I don't have enough time to tell my whole story, but you gotta step out on faith. And, you know, I just thank God he's brought me this far. But, you know, the early years, just please understand, I put the time in, and I never, all of us, Sam, Denzel, Wesley, Charles Dutton, everybody that has to pay for Murchison, we are all friends. We all know each other, and we all were young working actors just like everybody out there, and we just were determined by any means necessary to make it at least as working actors, and that's what we all became. So, I wanted to share that so, you know, young people out there that are listening, older people who are listening, middle-aged people that are listening, young, black, Latino, Asian, you know, if you're serious about your career and you're not at the boot camp, then you're not, really, to me, you're not serious. So, you know, you gotta invest in yourself, and you gotta study. When you get a chance to study with someone who's going to really break it down for you, so you can understand how to put a plan together and where you need to go to take classes, what you need to do to get to the next levels in this business, which is the, you know, the unemployment rate is, you know, hovering around 85 to 90%, you know. So,
yeah.
it's not an easy business. So with that said, you know, I commend Crystal and I commend Tiffany for even approaching me about doing these seminars and boot camps, because, you know, quite frankly, I talked about it, but I was working and distracted with my family and my kids, and they keep me on point with all of that, you know. And then also I'm going to say this, Tiffany and Crystal really just take 45 minutes to an hour and break down that social media component, which everybody out there listening needs to understand, because that's what
right.
the work is now.
Right.
It becomes a station and almost mm-hmm. bypass Hollywood, you know, if you do it right. You know,
right.
you gotta think about the box. So if you don't want to come listen to me, you better come listen to those ladies, because they're going to put you in a place. Because I'm socially media. I'm like retarded when it comes to social media. So it's a whole new game now, you know. So
right.
you've got to stay current, and so that's what we're talking about. So there you have it.
Yeah, because you know your kids are spoiled now. I mean, you were talking about going down and seeing the posting on the wall. I mean, now people got the iPhones. You're talking about doing mailings. Now you got email. You got social media. But man, mm-hmm. it really does come down to having that passion in your heart, that burning desire. And I think this is a craft that chooses you. It's almost like it's a God-given thing that kind of chooses you more so than you choosing it. I mean, that's been my impression of it, you know? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, we kind of ran over a little bit, but it was a real honor and a pleasure, man, to have you on the show, and also Crystal and Tiffany as well. I mean, it was fantastic. I think it's one of the best shows I've done in a while.
Thank you. No, this is the best show. Thank you very much for having us.
Yes. Yes. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for coming in.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
I think you should take your hat off to those ladies, because, right. you know, I talk and I chime in, but they put this whole thing together, and they have been a driving force in influencing me to, you know, after Tiffany and I worked together to really, really pull this thing together. And so I really think, you know, everybody out there listening should really give them the kudos, because I you know, they put it all together, and I come in and give my two cents. But, you know, I'm not in the planning stage at all. So I think, you know, having support, because I have, and I'm just being real serious, because I have, you know, some of the notoriety behind me. It's all relative, that, you know, if it wasn't for them, I you know, I wouldn't be able to pull this together, because I don't really have the time, you know. So
right.
I want everybody to understand that. Really give it up to those young ladies, because they
thank you.
You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, kudos. Kudos
to me. Kudos to you. Well
kudos.
Done. That's right. Keep up
thank
the good
you.
Work.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
I know. We love it, though. We love it. We love to give back.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the acknowledgement.
Yeah,
and I have
a
question for you, Clifton, please. Because before you go, have you ever thought of, like, work with African actors, like, you know, in African movies?
Nobody ever asked me, but I love to work with my African brothers and sisters.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, because I'm from Africa, and I'm a producer, you know.
Listen. I don't just
and I would love to work with you, because you are talented, and I just love watching you on the big screen. Like, you are one of my favorite actors in Hollywood.
Well, thank you so much. But I don't
distinguish
between African actors, African American, Latino, white. I call everybody actors and actors. So if any African sisters want to study, by all means, come. We'll be here.
Oh, yeah. Well, like the man said, he's a working actor. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You don't turn down work.
Let me say this.
Uh-huh.
The art never changes. It never changes. The process is the same.
That's right.
Whether you live in Africa, whether you live in Europe, or whether
that's
you live
right.
in the hood, same
uh-huh.
process. So don't limit. If somebody wants to bring you to Africa to teach you workshops and train, by all means, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to contact Tiffany and Crystal, and they'll make it happen.
Oh, okay.
We definitely will.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you have it.
There you have it. We on our way.
Okay. So Tiffany and Tiffany should be the person they should contact, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds good, you know, because we are trying to go to Africa, you know. I mean, go back to our roots and try to take the movie over there, because Africa movie is actually, you know, growing fast. You know, we are like the third largest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very good.
Yeah, and Wendy, you've got a premiere coming up too.
Yes, The Entrapped. And you guys, please, I want you guys to come. Like, this movie, it's a really intriguing movie. Very good story. I would really love for you guys to come and support me.
I got your email, William, about it, so I'll definitely forward it to Mr. Powell and Tiffany. I know that Mr. Powell will be in D.C. during that time. I live in Los Angeles, unfortunately, so I know I probably won't be around, but I'll definitely forward that information off and post it on our actors page, which is another thing. You know, we keep in contact with the actors that we work with. We've created our own Facebook page for these actors to keep in touch, to post their projects. You know, they have a question about the business, anything. You know, so it's your own private community of actors who have, you know, worked with us and who have supported us and the movement we're creating with Mr. Powell to just give back. So we are definitely, it's not that you just come to one of our things and then you never hear from us. We follow up, we send emails. Like I said, we have a Facebook community of over 100 actors that we've worked with that are just, you know, in it. So we definitely keep that lines of communication open for, you know, the actors that we come in contact with.
And that's one of the things I love about being an actor. I feel like it's the fellowship aspect of it. It's sort of like actors were sort of like, you know, like in Harry Potter, you've got what they call it, the wizards and the muggles, the regular people and the muggles. We're sort of like the wizards. We're sort of like, it's kind of like a fellowship, really. We're kind of a peculiar people. We're sort of like, it's that sense of fellowship between actors and actresses and just the whole thing, you know. I mean, that's another aspect of acting that I think is a real blessing. Okay, so I think we're going to go ahead and wrap. Oh, you have something to say, Clifton?
No, what I was going to say to Wendy, if you're going to be around, you know, as an African-American actress, you should try to make the boot camp and bring, you know, African scene in, you know, and understand that the process is all the same, and that will give you an idea of what to take back to your country, or to our country, centuries removed, to really bring this whole thing across the ocean. You know, that would be incredible.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely love to come through, Clifton, for sure. I would love to be there, you know, because I love to learn new things, and I would love to be there and meet with you guys and, you know, just have a good time. Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, okay. Yeah. Listen, it's nice talking to everybody. I got to go.
Clifton, thank you so much for coming on. I definitely want to have you come on again sometime, man. And best of luck to you and break legs and all you do, my brother.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming. Okay. God bless you all.
Okay.
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. And Crystal and Tiffany, I also just want to say that so glad that you came on the show. I think it was a fantastic show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Definitely have you on again, okay?
Thank you. Take care. We'll be back in D.C. soon.
Okay.
So I will contact you when we're back in D.C. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies. Have a good night.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and Wendy, I guess I'll say good night to you. And I'll also say to all my listeners out there, to do something for your career every day and break a leg. Good night.
Good night. Bye.